Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question. My loved one has sustained a brain injury, and it's been a couple years, and my loved one lives at home with us. As we've been going through this pandemic, I'm starting to hear that cities will be opening up. What does that mean for us? As I've listened to your previous podcasts, there's been special activities and items that someone with a brain injury has needed to pay particular attention to. What should we know as we quote unquote go back into the world? Answer, great question. Yes, we are starting to see and hear about cities and states that will be opening up. Again, this will be a talk about generalities, as every locale will be opening up on a different date and time. Some may not even have an opening date set yet. We also are hearing that many of these locales that will be opening up are opening up in stages, meaning it's not going to be 0 to 100% opening up all at once. One will see many places open gradually with a slow loosening up of precautions and restrictions. So yes, the barber shop may open, but there likely will be a special, say, number of people, customers they can work on at a time in their building. They may have special cleaning precautions. They may have a special gloves or gowning that one may require either of the employee or of the customer. Likewise, with medical appointments, you may start to see a transition from the quote-unquote telehealth, video, phone call type of appointments to in-person appointments. Similar to what we all saw when we first entered these pandemic socially distancing times, we saw hospitals taking precautions such as taking temperature at the door, asking about various symptoms like fever or cough. You might see certain precautions such as wearing a mask when you enter any sort of hospital, doctor's office, or even the barbershop or grocery store, as we are seeing right now. One might wonder, well, what is actually going to happen? Will this virus spread more? Will it not spread more? And ultimately, you and your loved one with a brain injury needs to decide, to what degree do you want to enter the world? Do you want to be quote-unquote stricter than the precautions being given by the government? Or do you want to follow at the level of precautions? We know that there are many factors that may make a person higher risk, that if one should get the coronavirus and the COVID-19 disease, that maybe one should be stricter than what's being allowed. it seems that as the places open up and the curves and models and data will highlight what is actually going to happen. So it may be worth waiting longer to see what is the data showing. Is the virus spreading again? Is it increasing in number or is it not? It will be very pertinent and important to be in touch with your doctor. Whether you might need, say, an injection of Botox to loosen your muscle for spasticity, or say you have a baclofen pump and you need that refill. It will be important to communicate with your doctor and the doctor's office on the proper protocol so that cognitively and with your thinking skills, you can plan out how are you going to go about leaving your house, getting to the office, and going through that appointment. The challenges that you go through day to day, being that you sustain a brain injury, are not going to disappear. Those same challenges are there that you will have to handle in addition to the challenges that coronavirus has brought upon our world and the challenges that might be met when the loosening up and the restrictions taper and come off. But again, as mentioned in prior podcasts, patients and people who have sustained brain injuries are very much aware of meeting challenges, surpassing challenges, and overcoming items that other people may not be able to handle. So in another spin on this, people who have sustained a brain injury are very much trained to handle the loosening of restrictions that are likely going to start occurring. On another note, today is Mother's Day. So many of you have been supported by your mother or your family of some sort when you sustained your brain injury. So remember to wish your mother a happy Mother's Day. And while you're at it, remember to thank all those that have supported you in your journey and on your continued journey. So again, happy Mother's Day, and all should be healthy and well. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.